Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Do you trust someone who doesn't like a Pop-Tart?
Dirt.
Can I give you a hot take that might make people look at me and call me an idiot? I think Pop-Tarts are disgusting.
Sprague.
I used to raw dog Pop-Tarts religiously.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm anti-Pop-Tart.
On the Fan Sports Network.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague here. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Happy Football Friday to you. We got a lot to get to in the next 2 hours of radio. We will spring the line coming up at 9:30, so get your fake sponsors in. The Fan text line, 503-864-6326. Sprague already off to a 1-0 weekend.
Oh, that was a nail-biter, but it
feels good when you get it.
You can't beat the Thursday early Sprague line win. You've talked about it. Swag's had it before. Just going in 1-0. I don't know if I'll blow this and go 1-2, but getting
knowing that you cannot have an 0-3 weekend, yes, going into your Friday, yeah, picks is a really good feeling in,
right,
Sprague in the line Friday.
And you ride the high of, like, I'm going to go 3-0, even though you have, yeah, no confidence that you will.
I'm feeling good after last night. The Pats did cover the number, and that game sucked. We'll get back into some college football stuff eventually. Interesting games this weekend on a slate. Is this a chaos weekend or an elimination weekend? We'll get to that. Coming up in a bit, though, let's keep riding in the NFL. We were talking some Broncos Chiefs in the last segment. What game is more important? People seemingly, you know, we're hearing from some Seahawks fans who were saying that game.
Because that could be a division separator.
It's huge in the division, yeah, man. It's huge. But
not
don't,
that the Broncos Chiefs isn't, but.
When do they play again? Seahawks and Rams. Did we already talk about that this week?
They didn't. Well, I mean, noted that they didn't play each other till November, and so here we are.
12-18. They got a Thursday, yeah, night game in Seattle. The week before Christmas is the next time that they play.
Okay.
So you're going to get them again in about a month. I mean, let's just stick in that game, though, because I think when you pick one or the other, it doesn't mean you're being disrespectful that Seahawks and Rams you're not excited for, or it doesn't matter.
Sure.
It obviously does. I would throw Bucks and Bills into that conversation. Like, there's some really good games this weekend. That's what we got in the NFL. Seattle going on the road to L.A., the way that Stafford has been playing, we mentioned the numbers in Factoid Tuesday of, what is it, three straight games with 275 yards or 300 yards and three touchdowns and no picks.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 25 TDs and two picks on the year. You can make an argument he's the front runner for the MVP right now. And of anybody who looks like a wagon, it is Seattle, who has the last couple of weeks just absolutely turned it on. They didn't even need Darnold to do anything, essentially, last week. And they beat Arizona in blowout fashion. The game was over in the first quarter.
Yeah, two defensive tutties.
Two
the same
defensive
player.
Tutties in the first half. Like, all right, this thing's done. Don't need to watch this game. They're a wagon right now. The win over the Texans was a bit clunky at times, but it was that was a Thursday night game, if I'm not wrong. And then Commies and the Cardinals. Where are we at on Seattle in L.A. This weekend?
I'm jacked. I think this is going to be a great atmosphere. I personally think this is the best game of the weekend. Now, I am slightly biased because I'm an NFC West fan. I have somewhat of an interest of the winner slash loser of this game, but both teams are playing great. This is the fifth ranked scoring defense in the NFL against the touchdown leader from the position of quarterback. So when you look at what the Rams have been doing, Stafford's getting four touchdowns, it feels like, almost every game at this point. Mike McDonald this week at his press conference said he doesn't think he's seen Stafford play better. That which is nuts, because in 2021 when we became a Ram, they won the Super Bowl and he was awesome.
He was unbelievable.
And think about how many great years as a Lion he had. He was the only reason to watch the Lions with Calvin Johnson. So for Mike McDonald, and obviously you want to praise some guys as you're going into the matchup, for him to come out and say, like, watching the tape, it really looks like he's playing the best football, that opens your eyes a lot. And, man, I know DK's not there with Ramsey, and those are some nice – these two teams hate each other.
They get feisty.
Like, really hate each other. I know Seahawks, Niners, Rams kind of all take turns hating each other. These two teams actually get into, like, pushing and altercations going on. I'm just looking forward to what the Seahawks are going to be on the road this weekend because they have a great road record. I tend to think that they kind of have a good road situation at times. Now this is a road test. It's like, all right, it's maybe the best team in your division. How do you handle things right now, given the way that the Rams have been playing offensively?
Yeah, we mentioned the divisional stakes. I mean, it's huge in that regard. 7-2, both of them. If Seattle's able to go on the road and get a win in L.A. and then know you got the return game in your back pocket, and I know Seattle's been a little funky at home over the last couple of years, and so it's not a guaranteed win. Nothing is in the NFL. But just how good you're feeling the rest of the way. Like, if you're able to win this game in L.A., they've been an awesome road team. For the Rams, they're also one of those teams that you got to worry about, too, that, you know, when certain teams go there, it almost feels like a road game for them. And I don't know if Seattle's fan base is that level. Like, I'm sure there will be some Seahawks fans
that go
down.
You'll see some green and some Seahawks.
But it won't be one
there.
Of these takeover kind of L.A. games that you see from time to time. The Niners will do that in L.A., where you go turn on a Rams-Niners game, and it's all red inside SoFi Stadium. So it's not going to be quite to that level, so they will actually get a home game in this one. I'm really excited to see how this year plays out for Sam Darnold, because he is a guy who... You know, I was high on, and I love that Seattle went and got him. It was more affordable than Geno. They got a draft pick out of it. He's younger than Geno, and I get the risk was, well, it was only one good year. How's this going to work out? I also just kind of thought Geno is what he is, and I would be willing to take the gamble on the upside of Darnold being younger, and maybe you can go duplicate it. Because I think no matter what he does, and maybe I'm wrong on this, maybe for the Darnold doubters out there, if you are one, you can let me know. Like, him winning a game this weekend and playing well, does that change people's minds? Because remember when everything started to crumble for him last year, who was it against?
This team.
It was, well, I guess you could argue Detroit in the last week of the regular season, but
yeah,
then in the playoffs.
That's different. The playoff game was the truest
they
of test.
They got dominated by the Rams. This defensive front ate him alive, and he was holding onto the football, and he was turning it over, and he was taking bad sacks. And it was funny how you could have... you know, 16, 17 games of a sample size and say, man, that guy's playing really good football. And then a two-game sample size where it wasn't very good. And a lot of people held on to that two-game sample size at the end of the year. And I get that the playoffs are very important. Mm-hmm. I don't know if winning in L.A. and doing it against the defense that kind of ended his season and made everybody question whether or not he was a franchise quarterback will change people's minds. But I imagine that's something that's on his mind going into this game, is remembering how the season ended last year and trying to get he was sacked. I'd have to go pull it up. It's crazy. I mean, I think he's only been sacked 10 times in 9 games this year, and I'll go see how many times. But I think he was sacked like 6 times alone in that playoff game last year.
By the way, Seahawks under Mike McDonald, this one's even crazier. We know they've been a good road team.
He was sacked 9 times in that game. He's been sacked 10 times in 9 games this year.
11-1 on the road under Mike McDonald.
They're great on the road.
That's just...
Some of that is scheduling luck.
I know,
also, some of that is like, if you're 9-1,
that's on your business.
That's a big sample size.
Yeah, I look forward to the matchup, because if you look at some of the advanced analytics, and I'm not going to act like I understand them, but when you're reading about it, some of their interior offensive line plays not been stellar in pass protection.
For Seattle. Yeah.
Like, Gray Zabel's a guy, right? They draft him. We're jacked about him. He's been a little bit below league average in pass, you know, protection grades or whatnot. Whereas you look at the Rams defensive line, and I can't forget that game. It's a massive one for Darnold, because if he can overcome demons of a defensive pass rush that wrecked him in the playoffs, he's one of those guys that, yeah, he has established himself that, like, when you can give him protection and a good target, he's a good quarterback. Well, can he go to the next level? Right? I think he's kind of treading on that Baker Mayfield territory of, he's going to get to a point where we all kind of have to say he's good. But is he a guy that you can win the ultimate with? The Colts are kind of doing this. I thought the Colts move with Sauce Gardner was a good example of, we like our quarterback. The report came out they were going to sign him. They're not going to dabble with the rookie quarterback experiment.
No, get the guy on the cheap. That's the retread.
I understand the offensive line's been injured. You have to wonder if there's a little bit of this in Minnesota. Every week that the Vikings lose and Seattle wins, internally of like, oh. Did we put too much in the rookie quarterback basket? Not everybody's going to be Drake May. likely you're going to be the opposite of that in most cases. So I'm with you. Big weekend for Darnold. Smith and Jigba's on a roll right now. The first 1,000-yard receiver that you've had. Mm-hmm. It's a great test for their offensive line. But I think that's where this boils down to. Like, as good as Darnold's been this year, dude, the Seahawks going into the Monday night game of New England or of Philadelphia and Green Bay, did you know they were co-favorites on the betting markets? Now, that's changed, but in that going into that, they were co-favorites to win the NFC.
It's remarkable.
It's no longer like, could the Seahawks do this? It's like
people, fun little story. It's people are actually
people
buying
actually
into it.
Buying yeah. in that they can legitimately win the division and win the Super Bowl. So I big test for them. We know what the Rams are. That's the thing, is it's more of a one-sided test, I think, for more people watching this.
Because to that point, like, what is Seattle's best win this year? And you could do this a lot of teams. And I don't, this, if everybody thinks this sounds disrespectful, I'm just asking. Seattle looks like an awesome team, dude. They're blowing people out. Darnold's playing at a high level. They have the best wide receiver in the league.
Like, I still think it's probably the Commanders, and I don't think the Commanders
Daniels
are amazing.
Because Daniels was back for that game.
And he played most of it. He didn't break his arm until it was well in hand. And That's fair. Came out the gate on the road. Big primetime game, and it was 31-0 before you blinked.
Yeah.
So I'd probably say that game.
At Jacksonville, was I know the final score was close, but they controlled
really
the entire game. Yeah.
But I kind of still
That's
think.
That's my point is, like, a win time. Like this is you're getting one over, like, the Rams are, we know who the Rams are.
We're
we
not going to question the Rams if they lose.
No, because they've won a Super Bowl, and the quarterback and the coach have done it together. We know that the Rams are a good team. They've beaten the Colts. Like, they got nice wins under their belt already this year. I think that's the part of the prove it. If you get this win in your Seattle, the next couple of weeks, you get the Titans, the Vikings, the Falcons, before you play the Colts and Rams again. Like, you win this one, you're in the driver's seat from the NFC West, and I think if anybody had a question remaining about you, it's probably out the window if you
100%.
Win this weekend. So, yeah. I dude, that game's going to be fun, man. I think in terms of importance, just because of the storyline of Kansas City maybe missing the playoffs, that's the only reason I would put that one ahead of this one. But I think this game will be far more entertaining. You got two quarterbacks who are playing at a high level, two offenses that are hitting at a high level, defenses that you trust. Like, this game's, get your popcorn out. I can't wait for Sunday afternoon.
I have to go, I had the NFL slate up for the afternoon.
For the 1 o'clock window?
Well, because I'm wondering, like, how much of the dual game screen
so
will
So your
have.
1 o'clock window is this game, obviously, and then you have Niners and Cardinals, Ravens, Broncos, and Chiefs, and or not Ravens and Browns, Chiefs and Broncos.
So I'll probably, well, the tough thing with the red zone is, like, the feed goes ahead of my main TV feed.
It makes it tough.
So if I don't have Sunday ticket and the Niner game standalone, I'll probably get screwed on my big screen viewing. You know what I might do? I might honestly, because I don't care that much about Ravens, Browns, or even Niners, Cardinals.
No.
Might be a standalone split screen weekend.
Yeah. A good window for it in the 1 o'clock window.
Yes, it will.
They're both going to be awesome. Let's stick in the NFL. There's more that we haven't even talked about yet. Buffalo, remember the storyline around them on Monday? What the hell's going on? Well, they get the Bucs at home. Where are we at on the Bills going into that one? The Eagles, we talked about all their drama yesterday. Well, they get to come home and play the Lions. Man Campbell's coming to town on Sunday Night Football.
Oh, I have a Man Campbell question.
Let's talk Man Campbell, because that's a big one for the Lions going on the road to Philly. It's an awesome weekend in the NFL, and we'll stick there next on The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Well, sticking in the NFL, what a weekend, man. Fan text line 503-864-6326. You can get your Spring and Line fake sponsors in. Somebody said, I'm excited for the McDonald versus McVay chess match, part one. McDonald was a guy we thought can counter the offensive genius that is McVay. He seems to have his type of team in year two. Let's go.
He was hired to go against McVay and Shanahan. That was reported that they watched him and his defense against San Francisco on Christmas Day just obliterate the Niners.
God, they killed him that day.
And Schneider was like, well, I'm going to go that guy. Yeah, he had a good game plan against Kyle Shanahan.
It's funny how that can kind of work in your favor, too, sometimes when you make the counter hire. That was a part of the reason I think Oregon hired Lanning was because Lincoln Riley had just showed up at USC, and you're like, all right, that's another offensive mind over there. Let's go the defensive guy. And so far, working out good for McDonald, man. That's going to be a really fun one. On Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning, we get a game that for varying reasons I'm excited for. Like, I got a futures ticket on the Bucks, but they are just limping right now with injuries. Baker is still having a great year. And I just, Buffalo, I think there's a benefit of the doubt because Josh Allen is so good and we know he's so good, but they can just have clunky games and then follow it up with a dominant win and we question them and then they're back to being good. I don't really know what to expect from Buffalo or Tampa this weekend. The line's nearly a touchdown in favor of Buffalo. Weather shouldn't have a huge impact on the game. Where are we at on Bucks and Bills Sunday morning?
I don't know.
Throw your hands up. Yeah.
That's not, come on. There's nobody out there.
No feel on that game whatsoever.
How do you have a feel on that game?
Because it's the kind of game where it feels like going in, we think, oh, yeah, this will be the bounce back spot for Buffalo. And they lost last week in embarrassing fashion in Miami. But then on the other side of it, it's like Baker thrives in those kind of spots.
Here is the good news for them. I think Bucky Irving was back at practice yesterday. Bucky Irving was back at practice. So you're going to get at least a weapon back. Egbuka looked good in that game.
He did.
Coming back from his injury. I have to see where was Godwin on that injury list. But getting Bucky back is going to help.
The biggest key for Tampa. They're we know where they're at. They just got to get healthy.
Yeah, and that's the tough part is they're not going to get fully healthy, but they're in such a trash division. Like, the Falcons are not legit. The Panthers just lost to the Saints, and the Saints exist. So it's kind of one of those, like, they can afford to lose this game, sadly, and be A-OK. And that's why I kind of lean similar to like Seattle, maybe going a little further for people of like, oh my God, the Seahawks could win the freaking Super Bowl this year. I think New England's doing this. I think this is kind of more about Buffalo.
Yeah.
Baker winning at Buffalo in a feisty, fun Baker game. Yeah, I've seen that story before. It's great. It's exciting to watch. Buffalo losing at home to Tampa Bay.
Back to back, you'd be 6-4. The division is officially over if you lose this game. After New England won last night,
yes.
Like, you're already probably on the outside looking in, but it's definitely over if you lose.
And to me, this is more not so much the division. It would be a, what does it do to the psyche? Right? Like, I think there's a lot of athletes that are good at tuning out the noise. Josh Allen is kind of a guy that I think does this. That doesn't mean the rest of the team does. So, like, how many of these guys are watching all of the hot debate shows and all the topic is going to be Buffalo is fraudulent, Buffalo is melting down, McDermott hot seat stuff.
Oh, that, yeah. I mean, it's gonna, he's going to get fired if they
talk
if
about
this
the noise being turned up. If you lose this game at home off of what you just showed against Miami, who was not, like, Miami's coach, McDaniel, has no reason to do what he did last week, and that was to drive by a Bills bar and troll them, and yet he did.
Yeah.
So when you're when the opposing coach of that team is doing that and they lit you up the way they did, it's kind of a gut check game, I think, for Buffalo at home. The crowd, you know, is going to feel that nervousness if Buffalo if Tampa comes in and scores a quick touchdown. It's like, oh, you're down 7-0. This game to me is about Buffalo. Buffalo needs to prove to themselves a little bit, a look in the mirror game of we're at home, we're more than a field goal favorite. Tampa's coming in limping somewhat. Like, handle your business. Yep. The defense needs a big performance, too. They got lit up last weekend by Tua. Egbuka's back. Bucky Irving's back. Kate Otten's come on a little bit here. It's a big Tez Johnson's having a nice rookie season. It's a big gut check game for Buffalo.
I'm with you completely. I think the pressure is on Buffalo's side there. Tampa feels like, just because of the division they're playing in, can get away with, you know, I know Carolina's technically only a game and a half behind him in the standings, but I wouldn't be shocked at all if Carolina lost this weekend on the road in Atlanta. And so if Carolina loses that game, they're 5-6. There's a lot more wiggle room for Tampa to be able to win the division and get into the playoffs. If Buffalo loses this game, I think the division is over. You're three games back at this point in the season, and they already have the head-to-head win over you in Buffalo. They beat you in your own building. And so just that starts to get on shaky ground, man. 6-4 going into this upcoming weekend. If Kansas City wins, they'd be at 6-4. We'll see what happens with the Jags. If they beat the Chargers, they'd be 6-4. Like, that wild card race starts to get a little tight. That's just uncomfortable air that I don't think anybody thought Buffalo would be breathing at this point in the season.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more pressure on Buffalo, I think, to get the win this weekend. I think they take care of business. I think they will get the win over Tampa. I don't know about cover the spread. That seems like a good bounce back spot for them. And Tampa's still not fully healthy, having to go on the road after that New England game.
Godwin was limited yesterday with Bucky. So both back at practice limited. I don't know what that's going to mean for their actual game. But imagine a year. I mean, just the general idea of it is insane. And I'm not saying it's going to happen. But if I tell you after that Buffalo-Baltimore game that both of those teams won't make the playoffs.
Oh, I know. Early in the season, thinking, oh, my, these two wagons, are they going to meet again in the AFC title game?
Is this the Super Bowl that we're watching? And it's like Baltimore struggling to fight back at Buffalo. You cannot lose this game this weekend.
Big one for the Bills. And then we go to Sunday Night Football. Have you been waiting all day for Sunday night?
Mm. All right, it's a fun,
way overrated
finally
song.
Here. Sunday Night Football's kicking into hockey.
Isn't she doing her own halftime show now? Wasn't that confirmed that she's going to be part of that?
She's doing the Sunday Night halftime show too?
I'm offended by music. Super Bowl crowd.
I don't know. I did not see that.
I think Underwood committed to it.
I don't follow those news stories.
What's the guy that sang Lee, what's his nuts?
Lee?
Yeah, he teamed up with Trump for
Lee
the Bible.
Greenwood.
Lee Greenwood.
Proud to be an American,
proud
Lee
to be an
Greenwood.
American.
I think it's Greenwood and Carrie
proud
Underwood.
To be an American.
Are going to be doing that
They're
alternate
doing their
halftime
alternate,
show.
Okay, you know, alternate halftime shows. It's a thing, man. Should we do our own alternate halftime show?
I want nothing to do with
you
that.
You mean just a solo webcam of me walking around my living room yelling about how there's a halftime show and this is stupid? We're playing a football game. Why do we need a halftime show? Can we just play more football?
How are you? Okay, look.
Give me 10 minutes to go fill up my nachos and take a leak and then kick the damn game off. What are we doing?
I mean, you can certainly do that. How can you be anti-halftime show?
I'm anti-halftime show. That's how I'm anti-halftime
show. You can say the
show.
Genre of music may not be my genre of
music. I want to watch a concert. I'll watch a concert. I don't want to watch a concert. I want to watch a football game.
Yeah, but I would
argue. I'm here for football. I'm not here for music.
Not anymore, dude. It's an entertainment product.
I'm not saying I get why the NFL does it. It's not for me.
Yeah, but how many? I bet you more halftime shows have given you some level of entertainment than not.
The vast majority of them I do not watch. I watched maybe 90.
You don't keep an eye on
it? I couldn't even tell you who did it 3 years ago.
Oh, I mean, I can't year by year.
I watched maybe 2 minutes of Kendrick Lamar last year. A minor, okay, that was all I needed to see. Let's go make some nachos. I'm out of here. I just don't need to watch it. I don't need a concert in the middle of a football game. I'm not one of those people. I want to go back to watching football.
I'm not saying you need it, but something to be on.
If I want to watch a Kendrick Lamar concert, I'll put up a Kendrick Lamar concert on my YouTube.
Would you rather watch the halftime show or Gronkowski give his thoughts on the first half?
I'd rather watch neither of them.
No,
I'm going to go walk around my house.
Those are your choices.
Those are not my choices. Show. I get up and walk around at halftime. I get stretch my legs, respond to text messages that I haven't responded to, talk to my family, and then I go back and sit down and the second half kicks off.
I'm probably one of those texts you haven't responded to.
Yes, see, there's my respond time right there. I'll pick it up and respond to you.
Here's a take for you, by
Here's
the way.
What's going to happen in the second half of the game.
So Gronk signed his one day, I'm retiring a Patriot stuff that we do here, and they honored him at halftime. And he got a catch from somebody from the crowd, and then he did his Gronk spike. I find the Gronk spike the equivalent to the Hulk Hogan finishing move.
Pretty lame.
It's the most overrated thing we celebrate about an all-time great in their respective field.
Unless it's Steve Harvey. Have you ever seen that one? He was on a New Year's Eve Steve Harvey show.
Okay.
And somebody made like a Lego Steve Harvey head.
Mm-hmm.
And Gronk spiked it, and Steve Harvey got legitimately pissed off at him.
That's
the only appropriate Gronk spike that I've ever seen that I will applaud him for. Other than that, the take is 100% correct.
I try to put myself in a
it's
Patriot
just a spike.
Fan.
Everybody spikes the ball.
Yeah, like I'm trying to pretend I'm
nothing unique
Pats
about
fan.
It.
Spike it, Gronk. Spike it, Gronk.
Yeah, he just does a bigger spike than others because he's tall.
Linemen spike it the same way.
Everybody's done the spike.
It's like Hulk Hogan. I'm going to leg drop you, and then it's going to be over, brother.
Nobody's
like,
buying
no,
that.
Nobody's stupid move.
Well, you know what we don't have on Sunday night?
There's no turds here.
No, there are not. We get Lions in Philadelphia. Lions and Eagles. Oh, my. How ugly is this game going to be?
Ugly?
You think it's going to be ugly? You think it's going to be pretty? You think the Eagles offense finds a rhythm this week?
I don't have a lot of history suggesting.
What's
that's
the Eagles'
happen?
Point total in this game? How many points are they scoring in your mind? You're playing it right now. How many points do the Eagles finish the game with, win or lose?
24.
Yeah.
Most.
Sounds about right.
Maxing out at 24.
Maxing out, nothing 20. More. If I set the over at 24 and a half, we're all taking the under, right?
Yeah.
I'm not and none of us would be surprised if the Eagles win the game, because that's how the Eagles win games. 23 to 18. What are we talking about here?
I don't think 20's enough.
You don't think 20's enough? You like the Lions this weekend?
The Lions offense getting shut down in this game. It's
rooting
Philly.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be cold
no,
Sunday
man.
Night.
Campbell's calling the plays.
He is. I'm rooting for Detroit. You know how I feel
I think
about the Eagles.
I think Detroit will be butting their head against the wall for a while, but then I think they spring some big plays.
Fandom question here, policing fandom.
Yeah.
So obviously, I've let it be known, I like the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
I love Man Campbell, and I'm happy for our guy Nepper staying a Lions fan through all the crap he had to endure. Man Campbell at his press conference this week, and I know he's worn this before, he has a shirt that's a Lions t-shirt, and it says salty.
Okay.
It's really hard for me not to want to buy that.
Is it a blue shirt that
no,
just has writing?
It's black, and okay. The font is white, and okay. It says salty.
And that's all that's on the shirt? Is there like a lion's
head
on there?
The logo's below it.
Okay. Does that stand for just you're salty, like you're gritty? What does it stand for? Is that what it is?
And I love that.
Is it an acronym for something?
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay.
But it just says salt. It just, I like the look.
Yeah.
I like the shirt. I looked at the price. But I'm not a Lion fan. Do you judge other NFL fans if they wear other NFL team merch?
No, I don't think so. I'm not one of those people. Like I don't police merch.
If Swag really liked a Chief item, he's a Charger fan.
Well, see, here, I do think there's lines that you can't cross, right? Now, he is, all of a sudden, he's a Chargers fan now. Like, that to me is, that's weird in the division. I couldn't do that. That I cannot condone. And I know you can go, well, the Niners and the Lions are in the same conference.
Yeah, they were in a conference championship
game.
game
against each other. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to wear the game on the day of the conference championship. Like, that to me is, divisional opponent or, like, somebody who's beaten you in a very heartbreaking fashion, that's kind of where I draw the line. Niners won the game. To the victor go the spoils. You should be able to buy a Lions t-shirt.
So I can buy the salty Lions shirt.
The salty Lions shirt, promoted by Dan Campbell, signifies two key ideas. A team with a hard edge that plays with grit and a commitment to staying salt of the earth.
Yeah, you did.
By
right.
Remaining grounded and humble.
Stay true to who you are.
Stay salty, baby.
See, it's so corny. I love that.
I'm not policing that behavior. I'm okay with that if you buy a salty shirt. I won't make fun of you.
Okay.
I want to do this from time to time. Like, I'll go on the home field website every once in a while to see if they got any cool duck gear. And you stumble across like an old throwback random college football t-shirt. And I'm like, man, I gotta buy that shirt.
There's some sick gear on that website.
There's some awesome shirts, and there's some awesome sweatshirts and some cool hats. And it's like, why can't I rep some other random teams out there that my team's never going to play unless it's a college football playoff? So I can't wait for that one. Should be fun. I think it'll be ugly. That's just kind of what the Eagles end up doing. Go Lions. It'd be great if they won the game.
You don't sound confident that's going to happen.
I don't, just because it's Philly. They've just kind of beaten me into submission at this point. I'm just kind of like my arms are twisted behind my back, and I'm yelling uncle. Like, I've had enough. I just know they're going to win another. They won Monday. What was the final score Monday night? 10-7?
Yeah.
God, that game sucked.
Yeah,
it was horrible. Horrible.
Elite defense, though.
Don't give me any more of that, please, okay. For the love of God. We'll see if there's any more final thoughts on the NFL, and then we'll dive into the I will give you a cup check today because these two idiots want to talk about it. And we'll ask the question, is it a chaos weekend or an elimination weekend in college football? Lots still to get to before. All right, cup check right around the corner. How we do all this NFL talk? We haven't even brought up Panthers and Falcons. How have we not talked? In Atlanta?
You really going to cup check?
Elimination game? I'll give you a cup check.
He brought that up. I don't care if you cup check or not. I don't know how much of the games I'm going to watch tonight.
Well, I'm not going to watch any of it because I'm going to be watching the Duck game. Well, I'll be on the road for the start of it, and then I will not. I'll keep an eye on the score.
Like, Blazers Houston is going to kick, is going to tip off at 5, but I got to go to the Nelson playoff game tonight.
And my college football team plays tonight, and that takes a little more precedent over game 12. Is this game 12? 6-5, right? Game 12? Does that sound right?
Yep.
Yeah, sounds good. One cup floor from last week that we did not talk about that I would like to talk about. There was a cup floor that was
stellar. Not good.
How was the NBA get, whose idea was this? And how have they not been fired yet?
It was Europe's. Silver stole it. And
no, I know for the tournament, I get that. Oh. But like, they don't paint their grass fields for these in-season tournaments like highlight or yellow. They just play on a normal field. Who's that? Somebody in the NBA needs to get fired. Because there was one that was really bad.
Okay.
Panthers and Falcons. Catch a fever. Are we going to wake up and watch Commies and Dolphins in Spain? What do we have against Spain to send that game over there?
I don't know. I'm not Mariota
versus Tua. Combined 6 wins.
If I happen to be awake.
Will you turn that game on?
If I'm awake at that time, I will turn it on.
Turn that game on?
Am I going to watch the whole game? Absolutely not.
But I'm not setting an alarm.
Commanders have lost 5 straight games by 20-plus points.
They have, and the Dolphins are coming off a big win. Would anybody be surprised if they laid an egg and lost to the Commies?
No, but you wait. If the Dolphins do win that game and go to 4-7, you wait for all of the narrative stuff to spin.
Well, they did blow that game and
here
this game.
Here they come.
They got the Chargers. Offensive coach. Tua's still Tua.
It'll start to tie. That will start to switch a little
start
bit.
Start to trickle in a little bit. Niners are banged up. They're going on the road to Arizona this week. Another Brissett game. He is their guy for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, no Harrison Jr., though.
No, he is banged up. When's the old Brocktober going to come back? We're now into Brock-vember. We get Brock-vember return game.
It appears he will be back
this
week.
Will he play next week?
I don't know. But also, Pearsall looks like he's coming back.
That would be big for them. Where are we at on the night? Where are you at on the Niners right now?
I'm feeling great about this weekend. At Arizona has always kind of been a traditional trap game in the relative past for the Niners. But Brissett cannot leave you that encouraged.
No. I mean, he's better than Kyler, but that's not saying much.
Brock, you just hope can operate. They're down a couple guys at Arizona. I know the last game came down to the wire and it was a field goal walk-off win there, but I kind of like this spot for the Niners. I think this is a good spot for them, and there's going to be more Niner fans at that game.
There definitely will be. I also don't have a lot of evidence to back this up. I just feel like every time the Niners and Cardinals play, it ends up being like a one score. Every time they play, it ends up being like, wait, what? Even when years and Niners are going to the Super Bowl and the Cardinals suck, it ends up being a game where somehow the Cardinals beat him at home, and it's like, wait a minute, what? The Cardinals won that game?
Part of that is the Kyler stuff, where I don't think he's good, but he does give them particularly a lot of trouble. McBride is the guy. I mean, if you can slow down McBride here a little bit, you'll be in okay shape.
You'll be all right. Enjoy the slate this weekend because Monday Night Football, a great reminder for you, is Raiders-Cowboys.
Oh.
That's Monday Night Football this week. Oh. So we get a great slate. Enjoy all the games, including an awesome Sunday night game before that arrives on Monday night because that's going to be dreadful.
Who said that was where we had to go?
Dak, the Cowboys, they're always going to be on TV. And then some people thought the culture in Vegas was going to be better this year.
Who could ever have thought
that? Whose thought was that?
They're the Raiders. Why would you ever believe?
Do we have anything on Bengals and Steelers? A couple of olds who delivered a pretty good game on Thursday night the last time they played.
That was a great
That was an entertaining game.
Back and forth.
That was a lot more hype. Remember we went in thinking Thursday night, these 47-year-old quarterbacks, they won't be able to move. And they both had great games, and it turned out to be a shootout. This one's back in Pittsburgh, and their field, by the way, just falling apart. They can't stand. They can't run. And where's Pitt playing this weekend?
At home.
Ah, that's right. They get Notre Dame at home, so the field will be chewed up again for that one.
If they lose, Rodgers is ready to throw the field under the bus on his post-game press conference.
Without a doubt, who's getting blamed?
We've done a lot of, cliche football takeaways in the sense of big game, gut check. Could you make the argument that the biggest game of the weekend for a team is Pittsburgh?
Oh.
Because
winning at home against Cincinnati?
Well, paint a picture. Cincinnati sweeps you for the series.
They would.
You lose another game, and Baltimore wins.
We all kind of assume Baltimore will win in Cleveland. They would be back to 500 if it happened.
They just had their worst offensive game, and Rodgers had probably his worst game of his career, and it's kind of been weird with the messaging. Like, Tomlin is going to protect his guys, right? He demands accountability, but to the media, he was a little bristly, and he didn't say that was all Aaron Rodgers' fault, but he kind of indicated it.
Dude, they got demolished by that Charger defense on Sunday. The Chargers defense is fine. Like, some of their numbers aren't terrible this year, but that's not a defense that should make you look that way.
Truly, him having his first sub 500 season after, especially with their start,
yes,
it would be comical if it came with Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback.
He finally gets the guy who we feel like maybe is like, he's got to be better than old Mason Rudolph. Who had that take, right? I had that take.
Well, so far, finally, you're okay.
I think they're probably going to win this weekend. But to your point, man, it was ugly on Sunday night. Anything else in the NFL slate that we've missed? Anything else that's on the docket that we haven't discussed yet that you would like to bring up?
Packers better show up, because I'm going to tell you right now.
Packers in New York.
Pull the fire alarm on what's happening
if
the Packers lose at the Giants to Jameis Winston.
That is a LaFleur's probably going to get fired game. Like, not this weekend, but, like, you can't. He's done. He's cooked if they don't have a good year
this year. Not cooked yet, but, yeah.
They're on the path of being cooked. The burners on the stove have been turned on. We'll just say that.
How often do your burners start at high to get the heat quick versus you turn it back to low, medium, or you cook on high because you're not patient enough?
I'm 100% medium guy. I'm patient. I go medium. I don't like going all the way to extreme. The wife goes all the way to the extreme, and I'm like, dude, you're going to burn a hole in the pan. What
My wife goes to the extreme and then forgets she's cooking. And I'm like,
what?
Oh. And then I hear
we should probably go turn that off.
I hear that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got the thing on. It's kind of burning.
Things are popping. Let's get to a cup check time. One of the worst floors I've ever seen. Do the Blazers get demolished tonight? A little change of pace in the top of the hour. We'll get into, is it a chaos weekend or an elimination weekend in college football? Your spring and line sponsors, by the way, welcome. 503-864-6326. We'll do that coming up at 9:30. Cup check next on the Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, welcome back in. Fan text line 503-864-6326. We got coworkers, the Tonguer, bringing in a Spring in the Line sponsor during the break.
Hand wrote a Spring in the Line sponsor.
Ready to go. Right here.
I don't know what it says yet. I don't want to know until we get there.
We'll get there. Spring in Line coming up less than an hour from now.
I had to tell him that I saw an interview this week. I'm a huge, like, diehard P1 of Tim Robinson, the actor-comedian.
Yes.
I Think You Should Leave is my favorite comedy sketch show. I know, this is like a hot take of all time. I love awkward, uncomfortable comedy. It's my favorite. I have not laughed and cried harder than watching that show. He did an interview about what he does in his spare time, and his spare time hobby is finding random spiders that he sees, opening an app, and it tells you what kind of spider it is and how poisonous to humans it is.
Hmm.
And it just reminds me of our wonderful sales extraordinaire.
The Tonguer.
The manager, Sam Tonguer.
He's got a little bit of that energy.
Yeah, the Tonguer's definitely got Tim Robinson energy. And
he
I told him this, and he goes, dude, actually, that would be something I'm really into.
That's a good compliment to some people, depending.
That's what I think.
Yeah, and how you take it. People asking for the muffin finger updates. There are no muffin finger updates. We management was not happy with the posters we put up around the office yesterday. And so
our request to review the video has been denied.
Put
the kibosh on the muffin finger.
I'm derailing you here.
That's okay.
Let's update a couple things here. On the muffin finger, the Flyers were not well...
We might have used a word on the flyer that we probably shouldn't have used, but, you know.
Literally what happened. There was a muffin fingering. I don't know what you want me to
say
about that. What
other phrasing would you like for us to use here? We were just trying to be accurate.
So I saw a couple coworkers that I'd venture to guess don't listen to at least our show. Might be wrong on that.
Okay.
But I went and asked them, and I said, hey, would you ever just grab a little piece of a muffin with your finger and then leave the muffin on the
counter? Grab a little nibble.
And this person reacted as if in a way that they listened to the segments. And that one surprised me, but two said quickly, no, whoever would do that is just, they're abhorrent. I don't know what is wrong with that person.
That was the general answer from everybody around the office yesterday, that how could anybody have done that? Well, clearly somebody did it. There was a finger in the muffin. We're not seeing things. The photo evidence is there.
Well, and I know Danny and Patrick talked about this. The video of Danny hitting the glass door is exceptional. It's great.
That was the only surveillance video we were allowed to have yesterday. The other surveillance video, they have put the lockdown.
Weird. Somebody didn't want us to see who did the muffin.
I think if we're not allowed, if the brand man can find surveillance video of the front corridor and Meringue walking into a glass door and nearly shattering the thing.
How did they catch Buck stealing old engineer Joey's energy drink?
This is a great point. That exists. Are we finding out in real time that maybe the brand man needs to be suspect number one here? Maybe he's sitting on the evidence himself. And not turning it over, he would be the last person we would guess.
What a Scooby-Doo ending to take the mask
off.
Who
is Kaiser Sose? It's Dusty the whole time.
That'd be breaking news, dude.
I'm just saying. Everybody's a suspect until we find our answer.
We still don't have our water filled up.
No, we don't.
By definition of turns of people signed up, it's Isaac's turn. And Dirt this week sent him a Venmo request
because it's $8 to refill.
I say, here you go. Here's $8. I'm going to pay for this next water. It's on me.
And he finally responded.
He did. And he re-Venmo'd me the money. He sent me the $8 back.
And what did he say?
What did he say in his text?
Let's make this public.
In his text yesterday, he said, hold on.
I do love that he texts you a response instead of doing the Venmo message.
Now, that is either a tip from my fearless lone wolf fan host water station pursuit, or,
by the way, lone wolf.
He's saying I use a solo crusader here.
He started it. I'll give him that. But we've had people step up.
Or a high and tight purpose pitch, which, you know, could it be a combination of both? It probably was a combination of both. I just said, look, I'm just trying to do my part. I'm not going to go pick this thing up. I'm too lazy. I've gotten used to having water here. Now I got to walk all the way to the kitchen. You gave me a taste of the good life. Now you're taking it away. I want to taste the good life again, baby.
Absolutely.
And he said, either way, he blamed somebody. One of the suits he's throwing under the bus saying it's on them. They got to
figure
it out.
Now he wants a suit.
Now he's throwing the suits under
the
bus.
To be in the rotation of the
fill-up. Go pick up some water, damn it. I just want some damn water, okay?
It's a wolf pack situation.
I have just chosen to abstain from using that water.
I don't use it very often.
I don't use it.
But I've been sick all week, and when you're sick, you got to keep drinking. You know, I'm like, I got gunk in my throat.
Usually I'm getting coffee in the morning.
Yeah, you're coffee.
But I will use the water machine back by the kitchen.
I bet if we put a golf bag over here in that water machine, you'd use it.
No.
That's probably too inside of baseball.
That's a little
there.
Too inside baseball, but I think some people will remember that one. By the way, we did have a couple thoughts come in on Super Bowl halftime shows. They came in. I did enjoy this one. Somebody said, I agree with Dirt. Halftime show sucks, except for the year that Dre had his. That's one I sat down and watched. That's a good one. I did sit down and watch Dre. If it's an artist that I genuinely like, I'll sit down and watch it. But if it's another one, I'm just like, whatever. I don't need to sit down
for this.
The guy
responsible for making every suburban white kid feel the most gangster in their life
exactly.
is always going to bring some flashbacks.
Who didn't have 2001? Who didn't listen to The Chronic, right? Like, it's Eminem,
Baggy
it's Snoop.
Pants,
it was perfect. I loved every second of that. So I did watch that. I did enjoy this, though. Somebody said, we need a halftime show of Dirt just making nachos and treating it like a cooking show. I'll live stream myself making halftime nachos this year. For those of you out there, like-minded
really?
Individuals who want to reprieve from listening to something you don't really care about listening to.
Two requests.
Sure.
Are you really thinking about doing this?
I mean, I'll do it. If enough people tell me they'll tune in, I'll do something like that. I'm gonna be Papa Gama. I might have a cutoff t-shirt on. I'm gonna be standing in my kitchen, so it won't be pretty, but you know, we'll get the thing done.
I can't wait for Teddy to be screaming in the background the whole time.
Dad's making nachos!
Two requests.
Yeah,
one
better not be soggy chips.
If you're gonna do this, I need you to go a little Bob Ross nacho creating.
Oh, okay.
Now we're going to sprinkle a little cheese
but
on
cheese
our first layer.
Do you see some of his paintings were fetching like hundreds of thousands of dollars?
As they should.
Auctioned,
yeah.
He's one of the
goats.
If I had an insane amount of money, I'd buy a Bob Ross painting.
And the second request, you need either Bob Ross narration. You also need to sprinkle the cheese on Salt Bae style.
Ooh.
Right down, hitting a little bit of the elbow, making me like, man, he's kind of making those nachos sexy.
I'm not excited for Bad Bunny. I'm also not one of those people that's going to seek out an alternative halftime show because it makes me angry and question my toxic masculinity. But I don't need a halftime show. So if you want to watch me make nachos, let's make some nachos together, baby. Quick cup check. Did the Blazers get killed tonight?
I just think it's a bad
unless
we're in Houston.
Unless
a what does Houston's court look like?
Unless everybody's knocking down threes, could get out of
I don't
control.
Know what the cup check court looks like this year.
Oh, it's just all red. Ugh,
Houston's is bad.
Stranger Things,
that's
dude.
That's a Kramer apartment right there.
Dude, yeah. Go look at, I don't know if you guys saw it. I just saw highlights of it last week because you know me. I'm not watching the cup right now.
Right.
Did you see Minnesota's floor last Friday?
Missed Ooh. That one.
Oh, my God.
Is it blue?
Just Google Minnesota Timberwolves cup check court. Not cup check. NBA cup court.
Oh, great green.
It's just bright.
It looks like a soccer field from like the 80s.
It looks like the slime in Ghostbusters.
Oh, it's the same color as their limesicle jersey?
Yes,
it's actually a worse color
It's a
green.
Worse version
it
of it.
It looks like snot.
I just yes,
it
yes.
really does.
It's exactly what it looks like. I saw that floating around social media on Friday night,
Dude,
and I'm like, God, why?
That looks so fake.
How has somebody not been fired yet? You can tell me that this will catch on eventually, and hey, you know, in season two, look, they do it in soccer, all right.
Yeah, not a good cup check night. There's only two games that are one possession on the spread.
Is that Pistons-Sixers?
What's the Blazers spread tonight?
It's come down. It's actually 7.5 now.
Ooh. Come.
On the kick drum. Pistons are 4.5-point favorites over the Sixers.
All right.
The Mavs
The Clippers, 2.5-point favorites at the Mavs, and the Spurs, 2.5-point favorites over the Warriors.
Spurs-Warriors rematch is good. That was a great game the other night. Curry had 40-plus.
That's the most intriguing of them. Now we'll see how many Warriors are playing and what happens. But
Clips-Mavs is terrible. You want a fun little fact here on a football Friday?
Give me a cup fact.
Something you won't remember until it happens again, and then you get more angry, actually, when you find out again?
Fill up my cup, baby.
The Clippers are 3-8, Bob. The Thunder have their draft pick this year.
Oh, yep. God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
What if they get to Bansa? The Thunder, like, 12 deep. They might lose less than 5 games this year.
And they might get the number one overall pick in the draft. Is that what you're telling me right now?
Sam Presti sitting there at the draft lottery with an Adam Silver puppet. He's just going like this.
People always say dynasties are good. I argue, is Oklahoma City the one city in America where the dynasty might not be good for the
sport?
There's
nothing sexy about it. Nobody wants to go to Oklahoma City. Nobody cares about Oklahoma City.
San Antonio won, what, 5 in 15
I've been to both
years.
Cities. San Antonio is infinitely.
That's
they got the Alamo, dude. What do they got in Oklahoma City?
They have the Riverwalk.
They got a Riverwalk and an Alamo.
I've been to Oklahoma
City.
Name
me anything that exists in Oklahoma City.
A Mickey Mantle statue at a baseball stadium.
They got that haunted hotel. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
God, that would suck. Anyways, happy Cup Day to everybody. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Spring and Line coming up at 9:30. Get your fake sponsors in. 503-864-6326. That's how you can reach them. We'll do some gambling, see how we do. Spring's already 1-0 on the weekend after the Pats hit last night. Let's go to college football, though. Do we see a chaos weekend or an elimination weekend? Let me explain, and we'll talk about the weekend ahead next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.